Hey guys, this is my first podcast here, and my name is Kelly, and I just wanted to come on and give you a little bit of an idea of what my podcast is going to be about. I hear from the Lord. I spend time with Him. I spend quite a lot of time with Him, and I love to hear His voice. I love to hear His heart for people. I love to pray for people. I love to encourage and bring hope, but usually if I come on, I'm going to be giving some words of what the Lord has given me, and I just felt to kind of come back on. I had put a podcast on before, and I deleted it, and I was like, oh, I'm not so sure about this, and I wanted to come back on, and I wanted to give this word. I don't know who's going to listen to it or not, if anybody does listen to it, but I just felt the Lord pressed something upon my heart to share with you. And the words that I was hearing this morning, actually when I was brushing my teeth, he says, sometimes we have a tendency to remember the negative moments from the past. We can recall the pain and hurt from the past, but we don't speak of the good times. We always talk about the things that hurt us or the people that hurt us, the negative side of things, not the positive side of things. And I guess maybe when you grow up and in the negative and you never really see much positive and all you can remember is the negative because you need healing. And God wants to bring that healing to you. So what if I told you that God wants to bring those things to the surface and heal those broken wounds from your past and restore what was stolen so that what you recall is the good moments and no longer the bad ones? He wants you to forgive those who have hurt you, and He wants you to finally lay them down at His feet. Some of you may not know what it means to lay down at His feet. What it means is basically say, God, I surrender this to you, or I surrender this person to you. I give them to you, Lord God. You can have them. You can have the pain. You can have the hurt and the rejection, all the pain that they've caused you. He wants to bring healing to your heart and to your soul. And back when I was in school, I guess maybe 20 years ago from now, in school they had given kids an assignment would be like, oh, somebody has to erase the blackboard and slap the erasers to get all the dust out. So basically what he's saying is that he says, I want to wipe your slate clean. He's like, I want to take those moments that caused you great pain and finally erase them from your heart. And he's saying, will you allow me to come in and do a little surgery and remove that pain that you have held on to for so long? He says, right now, he's like, I'm going to come in. He says, even as you read this, if you're ready, there is one person whom I has not released those people that have hurt them. Somebody that's listening right now, God is saying, you have not released them to me. You have not forgiven them. But not only forgiven them, but forgive yourself for allowing them to cause you so much pain. And as you forgive them, as you truly, truly forgive them, that means, God, I give them over to you. I no longer want to hold on to this pain. I no longer hold on to this resentment. He says, I am coming in right now. I am going to come in and I am going to stitch up and I am going to mend together your heart, the broken pieces of your heart. He's going to do it now, even right now as I'm speaking to you. That hurt from your past, that hurt from that one person that said that one thing, the lie about you, who made fun of you, who talked behind your back, who betrayed you. He says, I'm going to come in. I'm coming in right now, and I'm stitching up. I'm mending together the broken piece of your heart. I can feel His heart now for the person who's listening. Release it to me. Release it to me. That sting of your past is being removed. That sting from those in your past will no longer bother you. Father God, I pray that the person who's reading this right now would feel your love surrounding them. Bless them, Lord.